Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 19th of April, 2024. We are moving right along through April. I'm John Little. Today, it's going to be a lot cooler with a high in the mid-60s after this cool front came through. Over the weekend, we're going to have waves of moderate to heavy rain, especially tomorrow. Nothing severe, but highs in the mid to upper 50s for your Saturday, so be aware. Now, it was the wrong place at the wrong time for a young North Texas mother who was terrorized by people who took over a Fort Worth intersection for stunts and racing. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
This young mom was stuck at this Fort Worth intersection for a half hour. Half an hour while these criminals took over the street for their show-off tactics, doing donuts and squealing their tires.
I called 911 and to let them know that this was happening, and they were like, yeah, we've already got calls. My daughter's back there screaming and crying.
Now, Carissa does not even want her last name used because she's afraid these hoods might track her down for speaking out. She tells our partners at NBC 5 she waited 30 minutes with no sign the riffraff would stop, so she tried to pull through the intersection to get on her way. That's when the mob descended on her, kicking and bashing her car while shrieking at her. She truly feared for their safety. Now she's also faced with hundreds of dollars worth of car repairs. In the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A lot is on the line for the Dallas International District as voters head to the polls for the May 4th election to decide on a massive bond package. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
The total package is worth $1.25 billion, and $20 million of that has been earmarked to acquire park land in the Dallas International District in North Dallas. Since the old Valley View Mall was torn down to create a destination for new residents and tourists, the city has been dedicated to making it a reality. Suzanne Smith with the city says many who come here say they would stay extra days when the district is complete.
Because I could visit the food hall, which is what we're considering, or I would want to visit the outdoor amphitheater, which is what we're considering in the park, and I would feel like there are things for me to do that I couldn't get in my own city. So we're also going to start building those things out, one of which is the festival.
Now, the bulk of the bond will be going to improve streets and parks. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Arlington, the new junior high school will be named after the district's beloved soccer coach, Joey Rodriguez. He coached at Sam Houston High for over a decade and died of COVID in 2021. His wife says she's thrilled her husband's legacy will live on in the district he loved.
I had no idea this was even something that was on the table, but it makes sense because he was so great at what he did and he really impacted this community, and I know this is one way that his legacy can continue to live on.
Joey Rodriguez Junior High is set to open in Arlington next year. Police in Red Oak say surveillance cameras helped them ID a robbery suspect who's behind bars this morning.
Police got a call from a CVS store in Red Oak Tuesday morning. A man went into the store, acted like he had a gun, and stole money from the cash register. Red Oak uses the Flock security camera and license plate reader system on city streets. Police say video from those cameras helped them ID the vehicle that fled from the scene and the suspect. Tuesday night, someone matching his description robbed a gas station. Police found the vehicle just a few minutes later, but say 56-year-old Brian Keith McKenzie tried to flee.
Put your hands behind your back. Come on, man. Here you go. Here you go. I didn't do this. Hey!
The pursuit ended when police used a taser on him.
Stop! Stop! Put your hands behind your back! Put your hands behind your back!
They say he's also a suspect in robberies in Cedar Hill and Dallas. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lawyers in the capital murder trial of Jerry Don Elders in Cleburne are putting DNA under the microscope. KRLD's LP Phillips says the defense is questioning whether samples collected by investigators could have been contaminated.
A DNA expert testified samples collected from the April 14th, 2021 crime spree included DNA found in a gun used to shoot a Burleson police officer and murder carjack victim Robin Waddell.
It is a million, a quadrillion, a quintillion, and a septillion times greater likelihood that it was Jerry Don Elders than anybody else.
That those samples were left by him rather than somebody else, correct?
But the defense is questioning whether those DNA samples could have been contaminated while they were in storage, awaiting trial. A Johnson County Sheriff's investigator admitted the gun, for instance, was taken from the initial evidence box and moved to another storage container. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Taking photos in the Bluebonnets, a Texas tradition, and this weekend you can explore 40 miles of Bluebonnet trails at the Ennis Bluebonnet Trails Festival. The city's Ashley Kalunga says that the Ennis Garden Club has been hosting the event for 7 decades now.
Believe it or not, 72 years ago, they started doing the official mapped Bluebonnet Trail, and they also set up outside the Ennis Public Library, and they made sandwiches. They made crocheted goods and sold those. So it started out as this tiny little festival outside the library and has now grown into this massive 3-day event that literally brings people from all over the world.
The festival starts today, runs through Sunday. It includes live music, food, and arts and crafts on Main Street. The trails are open through the end of this month. After wrapping up the best record in the Western Conference Wednesday night, the Stars are now learning what team they'll face in first-round playoff action. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The Stars begin their quest for the Stanley Cup by facing the defending champions. The Stars drew the Vegas Golden Knights in round one after the Knights lost last night and the Kings got their game into overtime before ultimately winning. The Stars and Golden Knights faced each other 3 times in the regular season, with the Knights winning all of them. But the two teams have not faced one another since early December. This will be the 3rd time the Stars and the Golden Knights will meet in the playoffs, with 1 series win apiece. Game one is Monday night at 8:30 at the AAC. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Rangers took a game from the Detroit Tigers yesterday, 9-7, in the process winning that series 3-1. Now they start a 3-game set at Atlanta tonight.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.